My name is Brett Puffenbarger. I'm 31 years old. Today is the 19th of June, 2019. I'm here speaking with my friend and classmate, J.D. Basabe, and we're recording this interview in Winter Park, Florida. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Positive, I was raised, like, my mom and dad were there all my life, and I think they're the most influential people in my life. So, yeah, that shaped me, but the most that shaped me was playing baseball. And those memories, like, shaped me to be a good man, straightforward, look forward, and not being in the streets. But, yeah.
Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
Yes, but I cannot say, like, recall one, because every day you have to be kind to everybody, because everybody, you don't know what the day's been for other people. For example, opening a door is a random act of kindness, or being genuine to other people is a random act of kindness. So specifically one, nah, but every day is a kind day.
Can you tell me about one of the people who has been the kindest to you in your life?
The kindness.
Who's been the kindest in your life?
There's not a lot of people that have been mean to me, but if I can choose one, I'll probably say my grandma. My grandma, she died like 3 years ago. No, like 4 years ago, and she was the best. She was like so kind to me, so genuine, so loving. So yeah, if I can recall one person, it's her.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Having health, that's one. And also to be in a place where I have friends and family that really show their love to me. So I'm very grateful for that, and having the opportunity to walk in this earth every day, like when you wake up, thank you, thank God, or wherever you want to thank, and for being here.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life, and how did you learn them?
Don't be greedy. When I was like 15, my dad lost his job, so my mom was like the bread goer, and she was like doing a lot of stuff for our family so we can eat. So yeah, don't be greedy, because one day you're gonna be on top and the other day you can be on the bottom. So be thankful for everything you have. Yeah.
Who do you think has been the most influential person in your life, and what was the biggest thing they taught you?
Like I was saying in the last question, my mom, she took our family and her back, and she was the person that carried, like, I ate every day, even though my mom was, like, working two jobs, my dad was in depression and everything. So, yeah, she's the most influential person in the world, if I can think of somebody.
She set that good example for you.
Yeah, to be, like, a hustle mentality, doesn't matter if you're going in you're being in a low place. So you have to keep moving forward, not staying in the same place.
Where are your parents and grandparents from? Like, what's your family heritage? What's the kind of background of where they came from?
So my mom is from Dominican Republic. She came to Puerto Rico when she was 16, and she stayed there. She became a teacher, and she teached on the public system for, like, almost 35 years. My dad was born in Puerto Rico, but he was raised all over because he was a Navy brat. So he was raised in Governor's Island in New York. Then he came back to Puerto Rico for 4 years, and then he left to the Navy and traveled the whole world. So my family is mixed. It's Puerto Rican / American / Dominican. So we have a lot of culture in our family.
Who are your favorite relatives growing up? And can you tell me what they looked like, and maybe a story about them that makes you think fondly?
My favorite relative. Let's start with my uncle. My uncle on my mother's side. The nickname that we have for him is Scarface, because he's like very animated. It's not, he's not a drug dealer by any chance, but he's so animated, and he's like, he's what, he was born Dominican, raised in Puerto Rico, and married a Cuban girl. So he got a mixture of cultures in there.
But all larger than life.
Yeah, all larger than life. And he's like 5'3", but he's bigger than that in his persona. So my uncle is very funny. And the other person is my grandfather and my mother's side. He was the same stature, like 5'3", but he was bigger than life. Like, he was nice, and he was funny, and he called me his... He used to say that I was his grandfather, and he was my grandson because he was little. So, yeah, that's funny.
So I know technically Puerto Rico is part of the U.S., but can you tell me a little bit about how you ended up here in the actual, like, continental U.S.?
So, okay, I don't want to be a cliche, a Puerto Rican cliche, but after the hurricane, okay, Puerto Rico is passing by for one of the biggest economic crises on the island. And the hurricane unmasked a lot of more problems of the island. Have like no jobs, or they're not paying well. So one day I used to have a good job, if you want to say like that. It was pretty decent. But one day I was sitting in my car and I was like, no, this is not the life that I want for me. So I moved to the States to study sportscasting here in Full Sail. And I'm trying to better myself and have that opportunity that every American have, because in Puerto Rico, even though we're U.S. territory, we don't get that. So yeah.
Were there difficult moments when you first came here, or was it a pretty easy transition?
It wasn't that. It was easy in the sense that everything was falling in place. But when I got here on a Thursday. I didn't have an apartment. I was starting school on Monday. So yeah, it was that difficult part, finding an apartment, getting accustomed to here in the States, because life is very different here from Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, we're very chill, like we're very like festive, and here for me it's more like work and more serious, and that's why I always looking for going back on Puerto Rico on summer break or Christmas break so I can relax, because in here my mentality is work, work, work. Yeah.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older? Like when you were a kid and you were thinking about like, man, this is what my life's going to be like when I'm an adult. What did you think? And is it anything like that?
Nope. So the when you were little, you imagine a lot of stuff. I thought that I was going to be a professional baseball player and I would have a family by now. Nope, that's not going to happen anytime soon though. And I thought I was going to be like a big baseball star for the island. Yeah, that's what I pictured myself playing baseball and Major League Baseball. That's it. Nope, that didn't happen. It was very different from what I thought is going to be, the reality is, though.
If you could do anything for work, like any one job, what would it be?
Anyone?
Any job.
I want to be the next Stephen A. Smith, but in Spanish, television. So I want to be that guy, that cultural guy that influenced sports, not only sports, but the culture by itself, because I have a lot to say, and if I can do that job, I'll probably be great at it. So that's what I want to be, like the Stephen A., quote-unquote Stephen A. Smith of Latin culture. So yeah.
All right, so last question. Can you tell me how you ended up wanting to do this line of work? I know you've kind of touched on it, but can you really bring that point home of how you ended up going from wanting to play baseball to wanting to be the broadcaster?
So broadcasting in Puerto Rico is not a big thing. Like everybody want to be a lawyer, a doctor, teacher. So I didn't know what I wanted to do after baseball ended. So I rapped for a little bit when I was 19. I did MCs on shows and everything, but that was not my main focus. But this is what I love, and every time in every decade of my life, this show. So yeah, I want to be a sportscaster. That's what I'm going to be. So that's my dream. I realized that, but yeah.
Thank you so much, man. I feel like I know you way better now.
Wait. How many questions you have? 15?